Test 71, Section 3, Question 21. Now, this one we're looking for each would weaken the argument except, so we're looking for the one that doesn't hurt the argument. And remember, it doesn't have to help, it just has to do nothing. So, it says prolonged exposure to sulfur fumes permanently damaged sense of smell. So that's our conclusion. In one important study, 100 workers from sulfur-emitting factories and a control group of 100 workers from other occupations were asked to identify a variety of chemically reproduced scents, including those of food, spices, flowers. So 100 sulfur factory, 100 non-sulfur factory, identify a bunch of scents. On average, the factory workers successfully identified 10% of the scents compared to 50% for the control group. So basically, they could only identify 10% of the scents. Now, we want anything that's going to say prolonged exposure to sulfur fumes doesn't permanently damage it. And there's a lot of different ways we could do that, so we'll just have to dive in and look at the answers. So the chemicals used in the study closely but not perfectly reproduced the corresponding natural scents. That only barely weakens. It doesn't seem like it would make a big difference because it doesn't really say, it doesn't explain why they would still have only 10% right. So it doesn't really weaken the idea that sulfur fumes permanently damage smell. So let's hold on to A. Subjects in the study were tested in the environments in where they usually work. Well, that could weaken the argument because it might not permanently damage it. Could be just that there's a bunch of sulfur fumes around, so it made it hard to identify at the work. So B would weaken and therefore is wrong. Most members of the control group had participated in several earlier studies that involved the identification of scents. Well, that just says that they'd practiced a bunch, and so that could weaken it because it would give a different reason why they did better. That it's not that they have, it's not that their sense of the sense of smell of the factory workers is damaged. They just haven't had practice in it. So C would weaken and is wrong. Every sulfur-emitting factory with workers participating in the study also emits other noxious fumes. Well, that could weaken it too, because it could say it's not necessarily the sulfur fumes, it could be something else. Because of the factory's location, the factory workers were less likely than those in the control group to have been exposed to many of the scents used in the study. Well, if they haven't been exposed to it, then that might also be why they didn't recognize them. And so E would weaken as well. So A is our correct answer. It's the only one that doesn't do anything for us. So that's the one we'll pick.